This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. YMCA of Douglas County. It is the Healthy Kids Day coming up this weekend. Stephen Stanfield is the CEO and also the Healthy Living and Youth and Family Director, Mickey Pargeter. And here we're going to start with Stephen. Kind of give us an overall aspect of this, because I understand this is actually not just a Roseburg event. It's kind of a national thing.
That's correct, Kyle. Thanks for having us here. So Healthy Kids Day, it actually started in 1992. So we're over 30 years in practice. It is a national Y Movement annual event, and it's to promote healthy kids, provide resources, and it really is a kickstarter to all the programs and services we have coming up for the summer.
So what are some of the things that are going to be happening on Saturday?
I will let Mickey address that, because it's going to be all sorts of fun.
And I know it's going on from 9 to 11. Mickey, tell us more about it.
9 to 11 a.m. If all goes well, the Reach helicopter will land at 9 in our parking lot, and it's always very exciting to watch. We'll have about 40-some-odd community entities there to provide information and activities for the kids, as well as our Y providing free life jackets for the youth as long as they last. And Roseburg Cheer, which is now a Y Sports program, we'll be there teaching kids cheers and doing some of that as well.
So what kind of age range are you aiming for here?
When we say kids, we usually mean 12 and under, but I mean, I'm a kid at heart. So yeah, we're looking for the littles, but the biggers are welcome to come along as long as they pay attention and don't run anybody over.
And one of you mentioned the life jacket aspect. Talk more about that.
So in the past, we have had a water safety day around this time of year as we go into the time when people are starting to get into our beautiful waterways while the water is still too cold. But we're realizing more and more that we don't want a water safety day. We want water safety to be in everyone's awareness all the time, especially in the spring, but all year round. So now this is the kickoff for our water safety initiative. And we've been giving away free life jackets at this time of year every year for quite some time now. And we're hoping to be able to provide free life jackets at more events as the summer goes on as well.
And you've got some signage around different areas tied to that too, right?
I believe we do. Stephen can speak more to that.
And let's find out more about that. I know that's been in place for several years.
Yes. So this started years ago in about 2015. And we have five different water safety rescue stations that we put up at our main water areas, such as River Forks Park, Stewart Park. And it's a ring buoy inside the holder there. And so if anyone is in trouble with in the water, there's the ability to help them out. And so it's all part of our water safety initiative. Just making sure that our community is safe around the beautiful waterways that we enjoy every year.
Well, and one of the things about that that seems to happen for, you're not going to ever see me diving into the river. That just doesn't work for me. But for people that have lived here for years, especially some that live near the water areas, maybe more in the rural areas, being very active around the water is something they've done for years. And kind of like cars without seatbelts, sometimes it gets a little too comfortable.
It's true. People do get comfortable, and it doesn't matter how strong of a swimmer you are, how used to swimming in the rivers you are. Our rivers, especially the North Umpqua, is cold, and when that water is a certain temperature under, 70 degrees, it is lethal. You can't help your body from locking up when it's in those cold temperatures. So speaking of cold temperatures, on our website, ymcaofdouglascounty.org, there is a link to the current water temperature of the North Umpqua, which we had installed as part of our water safety initiative. So you can always check the temperature of the water. And actually at the rescue stations themselves, there's QR codes right there where you can point your phone at the QR code and it'll take you to the current water temperature.
Because it's so deceptive. I mean, you might be out on a really nice day in June, maybe even July. And because it's so warm outside, you think the water is going to be fine until you are in it.
Exactly. The tragedies we suffered years ago in 2015, it was a weekend. It was 92 degrees out, and we unfortunately lost two teenage boys who were strong swimmers at that time.
Yeah, I remember that weekend well. Let's see, partner organizations that are tied to this, who are some of the other folks that are involved?
We've partnered with the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe over the years to do the Respect the Water initiative. We've partnered with NOAA down in Medford. They were the impetus for installing the water temperature sensor. The local news networks and other organizations have been partners in their own respect, and our sponsors who help us provide the life jackets every year as well.
So, Mickey, for Saturday, you've got a lot of organizations that are out to be part of this. Who are some of those?
So many. I started making myself a list, and it was like, well, don't list all 40 of them. That's taking too much time, and yet they all deserve it. We have everybody from, like, Aviva and Adapt to the Boy Scouts. Douglas 911 is going to be there this year, teaching kids how to call 911, which I just think is outstanding.
But there's more to it
than that. But there is more to it, because it's not just dialing the numbers. It's knowing what kinds of questions you're going to be asked, and they're going to have the opportunity to actually kind of learn the script with a response. So this is what it's going to sound like if you have to. And I think that's just amazing. Smokey will be there. We'll have, you know, I mean, oh, just so many. Lego Robotics will be there. And everybody who's hearing me who knows they're going to be there, I know you're going to be there. I'm sorry, I can't say all your names.
Yeah, you've got a lot of things planned. And where out on the Y facility is all this going to be going on?
It'll all be going on in the gym and spilling out of the gym. So the skate rink entrance. Come on down. Parking might be a little tight. You might want to try and plan on arriving early and possibly having to take a little bit of a walk. But it's worth it, I promise. Free healthy snacks, bounce house.
And let's see, talk about your, you've kind of got two jobs, it looks like, here at the Y. Talk about what you do.
Oh, well, this has been my baby since I got the job, which was originally just the Healthy Living Director job, because this is for healthy living. When I also added youth and family, I mean, it just dovetails right in. So I'm just responsible for lots of stuff that happens for youth and all the gym stuff and land-based classes, things like that.
What are some of the things that are going on for youth this spring?
We have youth sports will be coming up in the summer. We have, this is the one I didn't make notes for. Camp Connections is coming. I don't want to try and go into too much detail on that, but if somebody hears that, knows they've heard about it before, it's my grant-based camp. Reach out to me. My contact info is on our webpage. The registration for that will start May 15th. Stephen, help me. What am I forgetting?
Oh, in terms of youth programming, so like Mickey mentioned, we have our youth sports programs, T-ball, spring soccer. We have a wonderful youth space that allows kids in our facility to play games, do computer work, hang out, play instruments, all sorts of different instruments in the area. We have a lot of things going on all the time.
Music instruments. I didn't know about that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, keyboards. We have guitars. We have a little beat maker. Recording thing, ukuleles. So this is a space for anyone 18 to 8 years old to come in and hang out, and it's a supervised area, and they can just chill and do activities. They can do homework and have fun.
Maybe that's why nobody mentioned it to me, because apparently I'm over the age range. Because I've been at the Y a lot lately, and I hadn't heard any music going.
Have to be there at the right time, Kyle.
Yep, exactly.
I guess. So talk about what, as a CEO, what are some of the things you've got planned ahead for the Y?
Oh, my goodness. We have all sorts of different things planned in terms of just keeping our programs and services focused on our members and our community, and making sure we're fostering partnerships throughout the community. In terms of childcare, there's a potential of bringing some after-school care down in South County, which doesn't have any licensed after-school programs. So, you know, this isn't set in stone, but we're looking at all opportunities to expand our programs, our services, so we can serve our kids, our seniors, and everyone in between as best as we can.
Now, you both came in with waving a little something today. Talk about what those were about.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So I brought you a little blue pinwheel, and what that represents is our preventing child abuse. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and so as the YMCA, we are a youth protection agency, and so we take that very, very seriously. And the blue pinwheels are just representations of our commitment to preventing child abuse. You'll see them up at the Ford Family Foundation. You'll see them up at our facility. We have about 100 of them up on our fence. I brought a couple for you today. And actually, this is the second day of 5 days of action where we just raise awareness for preventing child abuse. So we've done posts on social media, our webpage, those kinds of things. And so we just want every organization in this community to have that awareness and be advocates for preventing child abuse.
All right. And again, Healthy Kids Day, what time on Saturday?
9 to 11 this Saturday, April 26th. Hope to see you all there. Thank you very much.
All right, Stephen Stanfield, Mickey Pargeter from the YMCA. A second segment when we come back. 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4, and in this segment, Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
So what are some of the big things going on right now with UVA?
Well, we've got quite a bit of fun education opportunities, which before I get to that, I do want to make sure that I touch base on our exciting exhibits that we have had up for a little while now that are going to be up until May 30th. We have Midwife of Life and four other fantastic exhibits on display, and it's always free to come see us, and I wanted to make sure to mention that we still got that show up for anybody who has not seen it yet.
And that's been in place for how long?
Ooh, it's been up since March 21st, and so we still got a couple more weeks left.
All right, and that's filling the entire... all your different gallery areas, right?
Midwife of Life is in our Hallie Ford Gallery, okay. But all the other shows do fill the rest of the gallery. So there's something in every space for everybody. We've also got all the small things in the Corridor Gallery. We have Landmarks and Landscapes in the Red Door Gallery by a member of ours, a UVA member. And then we have Prayer Flags in Gallery 2 and Compositions from the RHS Graphic Design, Photography, and Fine Arts students in Student Gallery.
All right, so a lot of those to check out, and you probably should tell people what the hours are to come see them.
You can come see the work anytime Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I want to also mention, because I don't think we talk about this much all the times I come on and hang out with you, Kyle, that it's free to attend our galleries. It's always free for anybody who wants to come see the work.
All right, very good. So talk about some of the educational opportunities.
We have lots of exciting stuff. So first off, we have our summer camps that have launched. Registrations are open for our annual summer camp rounds that are coming up. We've got opportunities for all kinds of art exploration and fun for kids ages 5 to 12. Classes are $122 per week if you're a UVA member, but they're only $135 per week if you're not a member. And each week comes with jam-packed fun for kids of ages 5 to 12.
And what are the dates for those?
They're going to start in July, and they're going to go through August. So we have something every week leading into August.
And what's the age range?
5 to 12.
All right. And obviously, they probably fill up at some point, so it's best not to wait too long.
Absolutely. Our summer camps are really popular and well-attended because they're a great opportunity to keep the kids not only busy over the summer, but busy with something that is fun, educational, that keeps them engaged, and really allows them to explore their creativity.
And for parents, it really kind of helps the whole schedule thing as well.
Absolutely. And we even have an opportunity that's also for anybody who's got a teenager or a slightly older youth artist who might want to do something fun with fiber arts. We also have, alongside those, our summer sewing classes that are coming back as well.
Wow. All right. And what else is going on?
So we also have planning for the Summer Arts Festival. We talk about that a lot, but it never seems to end.
Well, and because it's only 2 months away.
Oh, gosh. Don't remind me. But in all seriousness, we're very excited that it is 2 months away because it's our biggest annual fundraiser of the year, our biggest annual event of the year. And we're going to be excited to have definitely over 100 artists confirmed this year, along with a banging food court. We have a lot of some of the newer food vendors in town. If any of you guys have seen Grubslingers around, the new Nash's Hot Chicken Truck, a couple of vendors like those have been accepted into this year's festival, so you'll get to see them.
And so a diversity of food while you're out there, and you can try a little bit of all kinds of things.
Absolutely. So to touch base on the art vendors, though, our art vendor and nonprofit booth deadline is this Friday. So if there are any artists in the community who have thought to apply, be sure to get it in before midnight this Friday.
Okay, and because obviously you've got to sort through all that and really vet everybody and get the best show possible.
Absolutely. We put everybody through a jury process for the art vendors specifically. For nonprofits, it's a little different. But for the art vendors, we do put you through a jury process, and all of the art vendors should hear by May if they apply before the before Friday. So you'll get a quick turnaround if you do.
And I imagine you're still putting the music together.
We are. We do have some acts that have been selected. We're just confirming them, and we are very excited that we will then be able to announce the main stage acts pretty soon and start to share a little bit about that schedule. I will say the community stage, though, we do have some open slots. I know we've passed our deadline, but if there are any community acts, musicians or non-musically related that would like to participate, feel free to reach out to me at ashley@uvarts.com, and I'll be able to send you the form so we could get you signed up.
What are some of the non-music type things you've done in the past, just to give people examples?
We have had dancing. We've had magicians. I believe we had an aerial silk scarf act before. We had a juggling comedian before. We have all kinds of people apply and to want to be on our community stage to showcase just some of the different types of talents you can do other than music on a stage.
And the community stage is the one that's out on the Harvard side, right?
Correct. It is the one that faces the Harvard side. And it's where we like to feature a lot of, like I said, the non-musical acts, but also we focus on community heavily on that one because we really want to showcase the breadth and depth of the different talent that's in Douglas County. So that's kind of what we focus on when it comes to performers and acts.
And then on the other side, your second stage is there with the food and the beverages and all of that for people to chill out and enjoy.
Yeah, the main stage is for the entertainment for the food court, so people can kind of enjoy a really banging show while they enjoy their food. And so we get acts from across the state, across the region, even across the country in some cases.
All right. What else at UVA do people need to know about as we look ahead towards late spring and early summer?
Late spring, early summer. I do know that we are going to be opening up registrations for the Clay Place again for another term. We host another 8-week term over summer, and it is as popular as all of our others. So definitely keep an eye and ear out for the opportunity to sign up. And that should be coming up in late May.
And for using the Clay Place, is that mainly adults, or does it include some level of young people, too?
If there are some youth that are around ages 15 to 18, they would be more than welcome to sign up for sure. We don't have anything youth-related at this moment. We are working on that steadily as we're starting to beef up our educational programming. And speaking of beefing up our educational programming, there's one thing I neglected to mention, and I'll touch on. But that is one option for anybody who's interested in that. But real quick, we also have our graphic design classes that we are opening up. That's a very new educational opportunity at UVA.
And, I mean, graphic design, a lot of people are wanting to learn that these days.
Yes, it's a very popular form of art form because it's accessible. One of the things that we have been working on at UVA is creating access to different forms of art education that are going to really benefit the community, but also that are of interest in the community. We've heard some feedback that graphic design is a big one. So our Imagination Station is now home to a fully functioning computer lab that has laptops, drawing tablets, large-scale printer, and high-resolution scanner. And in the graphic design studio between April 28th and June 4th. Over the course of that 6 weeks, you'll have a hands-on course exploring color theory, typography, layout, and different graphic design styles.
Wow, so a lot going on at UVA. Time to tell us about one more thing.
What's that?
Well, no, but for you to tell us about one more thing.
Oh, I thought you were prompting me. Let's see, one more thing. The Artworks Northwest Biennial is coming up, which is very exciting. June 6th, we are going to have our opening reception for that. This is our big annual regional exhibit that we put on every 2 years, and we have our curator, Charlene Liu, picking artists now. We're going to have the works arrive and on display to have a really grand showcase of regional artworks.
All right. And if people want to find out more about all of this that we've been talking about, where do they go online to get connected?
If they go to www.uvarts.com, they'll be able to see all of this and more.
All right. Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.